Welcome back, Questers. How have you been? We are glad to have you back for another episode. There's a word that that plays heavily with today's topic. Lyricist. What is a lyricist? Well, lyricist, a noun. It says a person who writes the words to a popular song or musical. But then we go to the Urban Dictionary. It breaks it down a little bit more, which pertains a little bit more to where the angle we're coming from. Lyricist. To be on top of the rap game, providing unequal wordplay and ill skills. Today's guest reminds me of that. That word, lyricist. He's A. Levy. A. Levy is a 5-time New Orleans Music Award winner and nominee. And in the past, he's opened for artists like Currency, Wiz Khalifa, Nerd, Tyga, Big Sean, and other several household names. A. Levy's current single, Reconsider, features Sky Zoo, and the album Squares Delegation has over 10,000 download sales to date, in addition to being featured on over 40 national blogs, such as Two Dope Boys. A. Levy. Just did a show with him. He came to Milwaukee. He's part of his tour, and great performer. Shout out to A. Levy. Shout out to everybody from his circle that came from New Orleans. It was nothing but love. And I am very honored to be talking and interviewing A. Levy today. So, give you this lyricist, A. Levy. I'm Roy Washington. And if you haven't figured it out by now, this is The Quest.
Everybody's a smart, want you fill in the blank. Everybody's a psychic, they all know what I think. Everybody's a rapper and everybody got bars. All women are models and everyone is a star. If you were so smart, then you'd be taking the bar. Instead you outside, valet parking my car. Well I'ma be quiet while you tell me what to think. I'ma do the hard work while you fill in the blanks. I see more funerals than I do graduations. So excuse my mood and half-hearted salutations. Yo, wouldn't be human if I said I'm not affected. And I'd be a liar if I said it's not expected. Cause dreams are erected, destroyed in 60 seconds. Conspiracies even got me afraid to eat my breakfast. Steroids in the chicken, increasing the rate of cancer. Heard Armageddon said that's according to forecasters. Shallow conversations, the news goes past us. The ghetto's richest people are usually the church pastors. And corner store foreigners, can't forget the coroners. Construction at the prison, cause they trying to get more of us. Refuse service and they treat you like a launderer. Single black mothers working doubles, trying to father us. Educate enough to serve the Mardi Gras partiers. Performing for this audience, I'm feeling like a Spartacus. Everybody's a smart, want you fill in the blank. Everybody's a psychic, they all know what I think. Everybody's a rapper and everybody got bars. All women are models and everyone is a star. If you were so smart, then you'd be taking the bar. Instead you outside, valet parking my car. Well I'ma be quiet while you tell me what to think. I'ma do the hard work while you fill in the blanks. Should I be less intrusive or spur a revolution with the lyrics of my music? Should I go pop, drop jewels later on? If you're not speaking truth, probably shouldn't speak at all. That's what my mama said or what Muhammad said. I don't know, dog. It's like a melting pot inside my head. It's an everyday struggle making sure my rent is paid. But I walk like life is excellent. Been dead when I'm dead. My kids with all their property. Lot of people talking about young money's monopoly. Fees, but not Socrates, flyer than the flock of geese. No fertilizer, Everybody's a smart, want you fill in the blank. Everybody's a psychic, they all know what I think. Everybody's a rapper and everybody got bars. All women are models and everyone is a star. If you were so smart, then you'd be taking the bar. Instead you outside, valet parking my car. Well I'ma be quiet while you tell me what to think. I'ma do the hard work while you fill in the blanks. Harmonizing by chronic leads to a way bigger profit. My past 15 minutes of fame, I came to be iconic. Swinging for the fences, prepping for this instance. They ask me how I'm doing, I reply that I'm stupendous. New limits of being pushed, girl next to me told me shush. I said she was reading books, we sitting exchanging looks. I'm over here writing hooks, but she don't want here. She want party at naughty, sip Bacardi and I feel it. But when the fun's over and them curtains start closing, I want peace of mind with all the paths that I have chosen. Genius amongst idiots, average amongst scholars. Leverage under my nose, never utilize the power. Rather walk all play than keep on breathing, than to die over pride, cause I know my fam needs me. I don't crack under pressure, music is still pleasure. But niggas got success fucked up and how they measure. Download counts don't equate into the currency. Show me ass cap checks and I let your niggas worry me. I could rap all day till my face turns blue. Monetize my movement till my dreams come true. That is way too much energy dedicated to you. I'm about to go and catch this microphone check. 1, 2, up.
Gracias. From moment to moment. Thank you. And now,
what's up, Questers? This is Roy Washington. Talking today with A. Levy, very, very talented. How you doing, man? Very talented artist out of New Orleans, and you know, just did a show with him, and just an incredible artist. Love his music. What's up, man?
Oh man, just living life, being blessed, man, and trying to get this money somewhere in between now.
All right, hey, let's start out. Where were you? Where were you born and raised?
Born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I actually had never left until that wonderful amount of water called Hurricane Katrina came prior to that.
Right.
And then I just started touring the world after that, but I had no choice.
Okay. You say touring the world. Where some of the places you've been?
As of right now with music, I've been to Puerto Rico, been to Aruba, Costa Rica, Panama, New York, LA, Vegas, a bunch of places in America.
Okay,
about 50 cities at this point.
Wow, hey, where's maybe your favorite places that you've visited?
It was a place I didn't expect. Right now, I'll probably say New York.
New York.
I was always really excited about going to New York. It's like, you know, the birthplace of hip hop and all of that. And the response has been crazy.
Okay.
They really loving me out there in New York.
All right. Some of those other countries, they received you pretty well as well?
You know, this is like me. You know, a few words here and there.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they don't completely comprehend what I'm saying. They just like the way it sounds.
Okay. Your musical influences, who are they?
It evolves from time to time, but obviously with me being 33, I came up on Nas and Jay-Z.
Okay.
Common, a lot of Eminem. So those were my heavy music influences. And obviously Mac from No Limit, that's from New Orleans. He was one of my major influences also.
Okay.
But now I'm trying to be influenced by the current too, man. So I like a lot of the J. Cole's. I like Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
I like Kendrick Lamar, obviously.
Right, right. If you had to do a Mount Rushmore, maybe like maybe your five favorite MCs all time.
That's what it gets hard. That might make me do this early in the morning. Nas would definitely be on there.
Okay.
I try and stay away from some generic Mount Rushmore. You know, I could put like Rakim and Jay-Z on there, but I won't do that for the sake of argument. There's some role with maybe Nas, Eminem.
Okay.
Let's see, I need what? Three more? Two more?
Two more.
Two more. Gotta do somebody from home. That would only be right.
Yeah, that's right.
Lil Wayne, I'll go Lil Wayne from home.
Okay. Hey, that's not a bad choice, but I got a problem with what's up with Rakim?
I like Rakim, but I wasn't quite on his catalog the way I should have been due to my age. But I like Rakim, especially what he did for that time. But then I would have to put LL on there, and it's just so many, man. It's so many.
And Kane. So yeah, that's a tough one there. You know,
right.
Hey, do you remember when you first started writing rhymes? What was your first song you ever did?
Oh man, I can't remember the exact song, but it was more or less when I first started writing, it was more or less like covers. It was almost like I guess what they do now with the mixtapes, it's pretty much do a lot of people's songs that write songs. But at that point, this was like 98, so we didn't have the abundance of instrumentals that you can just download off of YouTube or whatever. So I was rapping on stuff back in the ones we called it like the Hot 8 at 8. So
yeah.
I was like taping other people's songs.
Right.
On tape, and I would just ignore their words all together and write my own remixes based on how they wrote their songs. And after a while, I just kept on remixing these other people's songs, you know, like the freestyle to the other people when I get to school the next day, that type of deal, and then evolved it to me actually saying, man, I need to get my own original stuff. That's where we are now.
Right. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. How did you do in your first ever performance?
It wasn't anything memorable, I know that much, compared to where we are now.
Right.
But first performance, it was actually fairly late in the game for me. I might have been maybe 21, 20, something like that was my first performance.
Okay.
And it was with, I was opening up for UNLV. I don't know if you remember that group from New Orleans.
UNV?
Yeah, UNLV. They, back in the 90s, they were dissing with dissing Mystical a lot. Them two were going back before that, and they were one of the early Cash Money artists.
Okay.
They really took off with Juvenile.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was doing a few shows with them. And like I said, it wasn't anything great. I was rapping on my vocals, barely doing my vocals, nervous, looking at the ground, didn't know how to hold a microphone, all that type of wonderful stuff.
Right. I know, yeah. I know somebody told me that, so, you know, look at the back of the room or whatever, and just then with your peripherals, you can see what's going on. And then, you know, you see people vibing with you, then it make it a little easier. But that eye-to-eye contact with the crowd when you first start can be intimidating.
Yeah, but it came a long way. Went from shows that you could see every single person. All two of them. Shows where you can't see anybody because there's so many lights in your face and there's just that many people. It's hard to make out people.
Right.
And some of these bigger shows.
What was your most notable performance? Like, you just feel like you killed it. That was your Michael Jordan 50-point game, 55-point game.
It's been a lot of those lately, honestly.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you had a good one here.
Yeah, it's been a great year. If there was maybe a turning point performance, that was like, man, I could really do this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. It might have been maybe Pittsburgh. I did it in Pittsburgh maybe about 4 years ago. One of my first far away from home, I had to hop on an airplane type of
shows. Cool.
And I went up there and everybody just was buying a bunch of merch. They wanted everything I had. It was wonderful. They was on everything. And, like, they weren't too familiar with my catalog at the time. But after I got off stage, you know, they came up to me and they held on to particular lyrics. It's like, man, what you meant by this? And I like this word and all that. And it ended up being, like, an interview after the show. And I'm like, oh, man, I was really paying attention to what I was saying. That's crazy.
Hey man, I was jamming to your CD today. You know, I've been loving it. Gotta tell you, it starts out really, really well. I mean, I love you know, Keep Clapping, and you know, I Say What I Mean. Light a Candle is pretty catchy little tune. But I came up listening to some of the best lyricists ever, and I was like, man, I know he's really gonna give me some fire. And when I said that, man, track 6 and 7, Fill in the Blanks and Wannabe, especially Wannabe, man. No, y'all went crazy on that tune, man.
Yes, me and my homie Dion Lewis on that one.
Man,
yeah, I see that you were still that one.
Man, that was that take me back to the, you know, to the bridge, New York. You know what I'm saying, with all the greats. That one is fire. I had to play that 2, 3, 4 times in a row, man. Just vibing off of it, man. You know, because we love lyricists, man. You know, the beats and all that is great, but when you got some material behind it, man, that just makes it a classic. And for me, that's your, right now, you know, I'm still new to your catalog, but for me right now, that's your Michael Jackson Thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what's up.
A lot of love on that, man. Great CD. I love it. I got one of my homies talking about he wanna get one or whatever, so we'll holler at you about that. We'll holler at you about that, man. An artist you would love to work with, dead or alive?
Oh, man. Dead artist that I would have loved to work with, and ironically, it's probably not a bunch of rappers, but I feel like it would have been dope to see how Michael Jackson works.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would even want to do a song with him. I just want to be in a room with him while he worked and did what he did.
Right.
Like, he was one of the amazing ones.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Prince, but Prince, I don't know, man. He seems like a little bit of a douche, man. I don't know. We might have been in there fighting, throwing purple stuff around in a room.
Right. Down. Right. Hey,
and alive, I definitely want to work with Kendrick and him and them at some point. That's
okay.
That's some people that I love.
Okay.
And I got one more on the list that I don't talk about that often. I would like to get a studio with Twista.
Twista?
Man, I don't know how he does what he does. That dude don't even breathe.
Right.
Crazy.
That is. Hey, who is some of your musical influence that's non-rap?
That's non-rap?
Yeah. Other genres of music. You have any favorites?
I honestly don't listen to all that much R&B, like talking about it. I like Damian Marley a little bit. He's pretty dope. You know, I ended up coming up on him from that album they did with Nas. I've been a fan with him ever since.
Okay.
I like my boy Usher.
Right.
Can't go wrong with Usher. That'll be somebody dope to work with.
He's still going strong.
Still going strong, man. Right. Dude's been out. He got a 20-year career, and I don't even think he's 40 yet. So he might just be 40. No, he's not even 40 yet.
Right.
He came out at like 15, 14, something like that.
Still dancing good, too. His last video, man, this is nice.
Exactly. I remember watching like one of the award show things. It was doing it was honoring them or whatever, and all the acts that was honoring them was like 4 years younger than them. It was crazy.
Yeah. Hey, if you could sit down at a dinner and just chop it up with maybe 4 or 5 people, don't have to be music now, it could just be anybody from history, and just pick their brain and, you know, to have conversation, who would it be?
Alright, I think this gets easier now. Snookley Carmichael.
Okay.
Maybe Martin Luther King. I want to see the side that's not advertised as much.
Okay.
At some point or another towards the end of his life, he started not being the I Have a Dream Martin Luther King, and that's when he decided, we gotta get rid of this dude.
Right.
So I kind of want to have to talk to him and see where his mind frame was at that point exactly.
Okay.
Malcolm X, obviously.
Hmm.
I gotta give you somebody really good. close out with. Ah, hmm. That's a good one. I guess Obama, you know, the contemporary route, he'd be somebody real dope to talk to.
Most definitely.
But I feel like he's so visible, almost feel like we know everything about right. him already, like being so much in front of the camera and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, some dope people.
All right, this is Roy Washington talking with A. Levy, a very talented artist representing New Orleans. So, and what's one thing you would change about yourself if you could?
Oh, man, I would trade the NFL if I could. If I could change it, I'd go ahead and grow them all of that extra foot.
Okay.
Y'all should be seeing me playing for y'all Green Bay Packers or something, man. You never know.
Oh, man, that'd be nice.
In real life, I would change. I don't know if I would change anything. To be honest with you, everything goes where it's supposed to go. And obviously, sometimes you think about those things went an opposite way, but then that's just a domino effect, and then that would alter something that you would like in life. So I can't say that I would change anything. I love life right now. Right. Everything's good.
So who's your? You said the NFL. Who's your favorite teams?
My favorite team? Oh, man, the Saints, of course.
Saints?
I'm about to go ahead and beat up all these Seahawks in a minute. and as far as basketball, I'm a Pelicans fan. But, yeah, outside of when it comes to sports, I don't really deviate from the home teams too much. I have favorite players.
Okay.
But I try not to show them too much love. But I'm a Cam Newton fan, even though he's in our division.
Right.
You know, it's good to see positive images and actual talented Black quarterbacks. I like him a lot. Basketball, I like what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing, man. It's not fair. I keep drafting all these guys. I want the Pelicans to get all these 6'8", 6'10" dudes.
Oh, man.
It's retarded.
Davis needs some help down there, man, because he's clowning, man. They say he look like he's about to be the probably the best in the game in another year or so, but I think he's probably number two right now, man. He's crazy.
Oh, yeah, he was cutting up all the past few days. Yeah. Within the first games, first two, he scored the second most points all the time by Wilt Chamberlain.
Wow.
And I watched both the Pelicans games, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So it made me wonder who in the hell Wilt Chamberlain was playing if he dropped like 110 points in two games.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope he can stay healthy, man. He's a exciting player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He took a major step from last year.
Right.
And even last year, he was pretty good. But this year, it's a whole other level. Nobody on the court can guard him at all.
No. We will continue our discussion with A. Levy right after this break, where we'll discuss such topics as Katrina. And if you've ever had a situation where you say, hey, God was looking over me in this situation, he has one that really, really is an awesome story. And we're going to share all that when we return with A. Levy. Right after.
Delegation, nigga. Bad as I wanna be, carefree on the street. I'm who I wanna be. Cause I do what I wanna do, go where I wanna go. Only move for the dough.
Top rhyming, hood chef with the best timing. I've been grinding, hood balling, I'm brick grinding. I've been shining, place a bet and I'm 10 timing. 20 peculiar mommies dressed in sexy pajamas. I stress when I'm dying, I'll text if she findin'. Don't do emojis, we just sex and blow trees. Roll another Fadilla, Biggie and Tupac. Only Dutchess and most sippers, I'm too cock. Never hating, not at all, young nigga ball. It's enough for us all, treat the bank like a mall. CDs, I'm in it for CDs. They claiming they brick sellers was softer than ED. I'm flyer than ET. Swagger is 3D. Okay. DR level, your level is PE. I'm young Eon, shine brighter than neon. 95 cowboy swagger, and I can play Dion.
Bad as I wanna be, carefree on the street. I'm who I wanna be. Cause I do what I wanna do, go where I wanna go. Only move for the dough. Bad as I wanna be, carefree on the street. I'm who I wanna be.
Cause I do what I wanna do, go where I wanna go, only move for the dough. I want a house on the hill where at least by the levee, living inside the belly. Beats got my machete, beats I eat them daily. Just like my vitamins, I'm the same in a Honda. If I ride a Benz, throw away ends like edge of the bread. Stack mine like clothes at the edge of the bed. I try but life's precious, still on top of me. A distance monopoly, I want all of the property properly represented. It's time for me to get it, I've been in it for a minute. So it's time for me to win it, all over the world. Girls, beautiful women, it's nature, man, we addicted to the sinning. Beauty is common, but mental compatibility. Search all seven seas, more of a rarity. Switch tall these to appropriate ones. If I gotta bring my gun, it's not appropriate fun, right? Badass, I wanna be carefree on the street. I'm who I wanna be. Cause I do what I wanna do, go where I wanna go, only move for the dough, dough. The baddest I wanna be, carefree on the street. I'm who I wanna be, I'm who I wanna be. Cause I do what I wanna do, go where I wanna go, only move for the dough, dough. Bless me, I bless you, the sheets wet, holy water. I'm not your average Joe, I was most Sergeant Slaughter. You're not a boss, so of course taking orders. It's everyday life, 6 feet up underwater. Part of the cycle, I'm maintaining my FICO. Whole life is a typo, head first with a blindfold. You know better, then you gotta do better. Homie, my rug's leather, I was born a trendsetter. From Walmart greeter, to coupe two-seaters. The lion in the jungle, no surprise that they cheat us. From Big Fine to never mind, y'all be buying women, me, I'm buying time. The haters said I couldn't show, they look at me now. This lyrical exercise with no sweat on my brow. Yeah, they throw me in that water, in that river, and then now. You can't roll with chickens, they're surprised when they foul. Nah.
Now here's the conclusion of our discussion with A. Levy. This is The Quest. I'm Roy Washington. We got you locked in.
Could it be you calling me down?
What's the what's the best concert you ever been to?
I feel like the best concert should have been the best concert I ever went to. Should have been that Outkast concert at Voodoo Fest here in New Orleans, but it was too big. I'm vertically challenged, so I couldn't see everything the way I wanted to. My wife was pregnant, and it was cold.
Oh, okay.
So the experience wasn't as great as I wanted it to be, but it was pretty dope, though, still. But the actual best concert that I've probably ever been to, Nas came to New Orleans right after he dropped Illmatic.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty great. That was probably one of my first concerts I ever went to, because at that time I was, might have been 19, 20 years old. So.
Right.
And then, you know, money was a little tight when you're in your teens and your tweens and all that good stuff. So
yeah.
I was working, I think, Bass and Robbins or something like that. So it took me a little minute to save up that $100 to go to that concert and get my outfit, my ensemble. I had to be fresh.
Yeah, most definitely.
It took me a minute. It was dope.
Hey, you said Voodoo Fest?
Yeah, Voodoo Fest is actually literally going on right now. It's a Halloween thing, thing that they have going on in the world. It's just a full-blown festival that they have here.
Okay, hey, down there is, I was talking to another guest a month or so back. Voodoo and hoodoo, and is a lot of that prevalent down there in New Orleans? Or?
Nah, nobody. It's a myth. Nobody really practices that at all down here.
Okay.
Not people for sure. It's just more or less tourists that come down and this little stuff you can buy, little fake voodoo dolls and things like that. But the actual citizens, nobody knows anything about that whatsoever.
Okay. If you're in a club, what's the record that comes on that you just got to get up and move to?
Heard yeah. that magic. That one gives me the moves.
Okay.
Let's see. That move, bitch, was ludicrous and mystical. That one gives me the moves.
Right.
Ain't too many these days. I don't do the club that much no more, man. But I just go to the club and I watch. I'm gonna move people watch at this point in my life. I don't really do too much moving no more.
Okay. Where could we find you? Like, if somebody was just come to New Orleans on a Friday, Saturday night, is there any hangout spots? Might not be clubs.
Oh, y'all can catch me anywhere, man. I'm out and about, but 9 times out of 10, I will be in the studio. Actually, I'm actually an audio engineer.
Okay.
Also by trade, so I have my own studio back home, and that's where I spend the most of my night creating music for myself and others.
Okay. So we're Washington, speaking with A. Levy. Artist from New Orleans. Want to talk about Katrina for a minute. You said that. Did you see some of the? Did you leave when it was before it really hit, or did you see some of the devastation, or what do you remember about Katrina?
Oh man, it was interesting. The night before Katrina, I was in my club. It was at the peak of my clubbing.
Okay.
At that time, so I was like, me and my homie, we had went out to this club called Dreams, and like Wendy Williams, she was just becoming big. She didn't have any shows, nothing syndication at that point, but she was like gonna be one of the guests at the club.
Okay.
We went out there, and we were like, man, hell this, man, we going out there, rain, sleet, snow, hurricane, we don't care. So we parked the car, started crossing the street, almost got blown into like this into a pole.
Wow.
And we got there, and the club was cold. It was so cool because it didn't have anybody there. Nobody went to the club.
Mm.
So it was a very short night, and we tried to make the most out of it. And I woke up maybe about 6 in the morning. And that was the actual day before the hurricane. And I got ready. I was like, we're going to man the hatches. We're going to stay here. And then it escalated to a Category 5, which was something that I had never seen before in my life.
Okay.
So on a whim, I went ahead and packed a whole bunch of stuff, which was actually nothing.
Right.
When I got to my destination, I had like 3 socks, not 3 pairs of socks. I had like 3 socks.
Wow.
2 pairs of underwear, 1 pair of pants, and like 2 shirts.
Wow.
And I was unable to go back home for a month and a half. At that point, I thought it was going to be a small vacation. Whatever I don't have, I'll go shopping. We're going to Atlanta. My first time going to Atlanta, we're going to go tear the city up. And then I just spent the majority of the next 72 hours just sitting there inside watching my city get destroyed and blown away at that point. So at probably about the next 3 days within that week, I went and got me a job out there in Atlanta. And I didn't think it was going to go very well, so I went ahead and hit the pavement, got the job, started working, stayed out there for about a year. But Atlanta was not the place for me.
So okay.
Came on back to New Orleans.
Okay, what was it like? What was your experience coming back home to New Orleans? I know some of it was probably cleaned up, but I know a guy said, I don't know if you know Dark Waters. He's popular out of New Orleans. And he said there's still some areas you can go to and you can see still some devastation.
Initially when I went back, now during that year I was living out of town.
Right.
I still was coming back to checking on my parents' house. And my parents' house was actually elevated off the ground about 4 feet.
Wow.
And that whole particular neighborhood didn't get that much rain anyway. So somebody was living in our house.
Somebody was
not of the family. So we could see little remnants of things where they had went and broke into a shopping mall and, just got necessities. It wasn't they had a flat screen TV that we didn't expect, and that was nothing good. It was just like socks and underwear, toothpaste and things like that to live off of their dad's store lived from the mall up the street.
Okay.
And you could just see that somebody had been living in there. We think we knew who it was, but like I said, they were safe. That was the most important thing.
Right.
Obviously, they broke in our house because they didn't have anywhere else to go and nothing was missing. So
it was okay. Good.
But so after that, we just checked on it, and my parents' neighborhood was one of the few that weren't really hit, and everything else around as far as shopping and things of that nature, like we are approaching a million gazillion years later, we just getting malls and major franchises in the neighborhood. It's like no Circuit City, Best Buy, the whole city still.
Okay.
So if you want to go get things like that. You got to be traveling to the neighboring city. Mm. It's just little smaller things, but those cities come back for the most part. We were never super duper huge. We had, I want to say, about 400,000 people in the city. Now we down about 380,000 people.
Okay.
So we're missing some people still, but wow. Coming back big and better than ever.
Right, right. Most definitely. No, thank God that you know, he brought the city back. You know, I know hearing about the that Saints game. I guess the first game back at the Superdome. We guys won the last second or whatever, and that was just like a jubilation for the city. You know.
Oh yeah, it was all in there. From there, that was the rebuild of emotions and lives for a lot of people.
Okay.
We live and die by our Saints, and it's crazy how much literally people lived and died by the Saints. Literally, it was crazy. That made a lot of people lives, and then after we won the Super Bowl, it was such a big deal for everybody, and a lot of crying grandparents and parents in general that just never thought they would see that.
Right.
They brought the city together, because I don't know how it is up there in Milwaukee, but in New Orleans, there's a lot of black people, a lot of white people.
Right.
But they're all in the same city. It's not a different city that they live in. They live in the exact same city, but they don't really coexist, and our schools are still segregated a little bit, and our neighborhoods are a little segregated. Everybody just thought they're on their own side or whatever. But when Super Bowl happened, everybody was partying together. A lot of people get killed every day here. Like, we'll do about 5 or 6 murders every weekend. Nobody died.
Right.
Like, 4 days.
Okay.
Everybody was happy.
Yeah. I was a little salty with your team, man, that year, because our boy Brett Favre was with the Vikings, and y'all kind of put a hit list out on him. That was kind of bogus. Y'all roughed him up a little bit.
Hey, man, that was a little low. We sent him out on a good note, man. A little going with him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if I'll be asking a lot of people this, see how you answer it. If I could give you the entire catalog from Michael Jackson or the entire catalog from Prince, which one are you going with?
I'm a businessman first. So the entire catalog of Michael Jackson would be worth more money to me.
Okay.
But the Prince catalog musically is just better. He was a better musician, better singer than Michael Jackson was, but Michael Jackson had the popularity.
Okay.
He had the point.
Okay.
Everybody knows Prince was a better musician. That's,
man.
Everybody knows that.
Prince was a beast.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Bad man.
Okay, are you a movie person?
Of course.
Okay, if I could offer you the entire Friday series or the Barbershop series, which one?
That first Friday was just so epic that you guys used that one by default. So I'm going to go with Friday.
Okay. Menace to Society or Belly?
They were both for different reasons. I like Belly a lot because it was a chance to see my favorite rapper of all time, Nas,
right
behind the screen. You know, so that was kind of cool. Menace to Society, it had more symbolism in it. I think conceptually and content wise, it was a little bit better than Belly.
Okay.
I'll roll with that.
State Property or Paid in Full?
Paid in Full. Paid in Full. That's an easy one.
All right. Max, you a couple. The catalog of Tupac or Biggie?
Damn. I had to go with Tupac.
Okay.
I had to go with Tupac catalog. I feel like Biggie was the more talented artist, but Tupac was the more important artist and probably one of the most important artists of any genre of all time. He's up there.
Right. Lil Wayne or Boosie Badass?
Lil Wayne. Next.
That was easy. LL or Eric B. and Rakim?
Who was the first person?
LL Cool J.
So LL, Eric B. and Rakim. Well, I had to go with Eric B. and Rakim on that one.
Okay. This is Roy Washington. We're speaking with A. Levy. About to wrap it up in a few minutes. Very talented artist for New Orleans. And we're hollering at him right now. You're locked into the Quest. If you was doing a movie, you know we have a lot of actors. I mean, that you know, rappers that have turned actors that's having some success. So if you was doing a movie and you needed somebody for your, out of this group I'll give you, for your main role, are you going with Ice Cube, Mos Def, Common, Will Smith, or 50 Cent?
My main role is not like an autobiography or anything like that.
No, it's just you got a dope script for maybe this action film or something, and you and this.
That's going with Big Willie. Big Willie all the way.
Big Willie?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I took him off the list? No, I said, what if I took Will Smith off the list and you just had to choose between Ice Cube, Mos Def, Common, or 50?
Mos Def, Common, or 50. That's a tough one. I think that Mos Def might be the strongest actor out of those remaining, so I had to go with Mos.
Over Cube?
Yeah, Cube has done more.
Yeah. Hey, you know Mos Def.
This is a toss up between those two.
You're right. Okay, who's some of the artists you went on tour with? And you have any crazy story of something that happened with you on tour?
Just recently, the craziest of craziest stories happened. This was March while we were doing South by Southwest. Well, actually, it wasn't a South by Southwest show. I was doing South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and I got invited to come down to do a show for a nice little amount of money in San Antonio. So I was like, well, shit, I can go do that right quick. That was about 2 hours away. So I drove down to San Antonio, did the show. Well, got ready to do the show, met up with the event promoter, checked out the club. They wasn't there yet. He said, all right, we'll be right back. We're going to go to, I think, Jack in the Box. It was right across the street. We sat down. A few people went, got sat down. I went to order my food. And I noticed this little strange Mexican-looking dude with tattoos and stuff everywhere.
Okay.
And that dude looked rough. We didn't think nothing of it, but he made sure he never turned his back towards us. I guess he saw, like, eight black dudes walking in Jack in the Box and went down to. That raised his eyebrow. But, you know, he was in there with his family and his kids, like his girlfriend. I mean, not worried about you, but I noticed how much attention was paying to us.
Okay.
So we sat down, got our food, ate in the corner, whatever. And I made sure I sat in front of him. Just, you know, in case anything crazy go down.
Right.
Made sure I sat in front of him. I saw him. He saw us. When we ate our food, we procrastinated a little bit, about 30, 40 minutes, waiting on the show to start up. We get in the car and ride across the street. Not miles away, we walk, drove across the street.
Right.
We get to the club. Club gets shot up.
Whoa.
Club got shot up. An older guy, I want to say in his 50s or 60s, was the person that put together the show. And his head was bust open. Somebody hit him with a bottle.
Wow.
Apparently. And this was all within 30 minutes, all while we had just went across the street.
Wow.
Apparently, they had a gang violence. They had a little drug beef going on with the blacks and the Latinos in the neighborhood.
Right.
So I guess they saw that a black show was going on at a club in a Latin area. And they decided we wasn't going to let this happen. So within 30 minutes, the whole climate of everything changed. It was like, yeah, let's go ahead and do the show. So, the show will go home. I don't want to die. Let's leave. 30 minutes. I said, oh, shit.
Man, that's amazing, man. You know, that put you out of danger. Just going over there. It's crazy.
Yep. Exactly, man. See, greed is a good thing, man. You got to be hungry.
Hey, and is that's something you worry about when you're traveling? You're in different neighborhoods, communities, and you know you have gang stuff here and there. But you know sometimes you don't know what the climate of that environment is. Or do you just pray? Or you just pray and just say God?
I think I'm just real retarded in that way. Well, that don't bother me. I've seen the worst here in New Orleans, and I don't know. I have a gift to gab if I am in trouble, you know, normally I'm able to do that. I don't roll a certain way anymore, where I got a million gazillion people with me. I don't have any jewelry on or anything of any value that anybody would want.
Right.
So, I honestly never had those problems on either side, with the police or with the non-police, with gangs and drug deals and things of that nature. Nobody, really bothers me for whatever reason.
Okay. But,
nah, not really this shit, man. Like I said, I come from New Orleans, and it's crazy down there. A lot of the drug dealers and killers and all these people, they actually are my clients, and it's people that I went to high school with, and I've talked to them. You know, we have human conversation.
Right.
And I'll click on the news, and I find out they, like, killed 13 people. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And it's crazy. You're not that far removed from it, and to me, like I said, we talk a little different, we walk a little different, we look different in New Orleans,
right.
And I sort of put killer into one certain box, or I put thug or gangster into one certain box, and when I go to these other places, these people, everybody talks, everybody's real eloquent, and they speak well. These are the killers, and the people that do all this dirt, and it's sort of funny to me. It's like, man, y'all educated, man. What you doing?
Right.
Hurt people and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe, like I said, it's just a little stupidity to a certain extent on my end, a little ignorance, but they don't look like it. So I really don't even feel threatened in a lot of places.
Okay.
And then it's just the fact of you carry yourself a certain way, you're not going to attract a certain thing. So I know we don't have any issues.
Okay, you enjoyed your show here in Milwaukee with us, with Chico Manolo.
Oh, yeah.
And doing what he did.
Yeah, I love it, man. Chico was going off. Man.
And Damo did his thing as well. We really enjoyed you. Where can some fans find you on social media and find some of your music?
Social media, actually, everything my entire life is ADV World.
Okay.
That's my website, that's my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Snapchat that I don't use. All of that is AVV World. You can find me on all that.
Okay, any shout-outs?
Shout-outs. I got to shout-out my man, Eon Lewis, on that joint that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
My boy, Ryan Adams. He was on Light a Candle. Brooks, he's the guy. Brooks, he's actually Mr. Magic, the rapper that was from New Orleans that made I Smoke,
okay.
I Drank, Supposed to Stop, but I can't. He made that song. That's actually his little brother, Brooks. That's the guy that's on that song. See what I mean?
Hey, that. Well, go ahead. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Oh no, I wasn't about to say anything.
Oh, but that I Smoke, I Drank. That's Roy Jones was on there as well, wasn't he? That the one you talking about?
Yeah, he was on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the greatest boxers ever when they were during his prime. Yeah.
Yeah, he got to let it go now, though.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not looking well for
you. All right. Well, Questers, we've been talking with recording artist A. Levy of New Orleans. You've been locked into the Quest. This is Roy Washington.
Ship and switch up entities, cut them off. off right at the neck and make sure that it's hard to breathe. The Squares delegation, welcome to the major league.
Go ahead and clap for the haters, clap, clap for the hating ass. Go ahead and clap, keep clapping, cause I know they mad. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Go ahead and clap for the haters, clap, clap for the hating ass. Go ahead and clap, keep clapping, cause I know they mad. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters.
Flares, bring the bitches in the air. That's your one right there, ain't got no cares. I know life ain't fair, I know life ain't fair. But I ain't come here for no conflicts. I read the fuck goals and think cop kicks with a high fence for the nonsense. When I'm sitting here on my clock kit, would you came here just to stall shit? You misjudged my art, bitch. Now your head bust and you call it. And I ain't fucked up in the outfit. Some talk about it, some be about it. I thought about it, got green about it. Take a look around, see the people shouting. I ain't never quit when all the people doubt it. Do the fuck I do. Couldn't walk in my shoes, nigga, lose. You talking about who? Who the fuck is you? I took karma over commas. I don't want no problems, all them haters. I don't see them, cause they're behind us. Ain't no acting, just rapping. I'm touring, packing, I'm packing. I'm doing actually acting, pursuing. Murder these cats when I do it. Titans and the lions, they compliant. Repping the movement, no denying. Yeah, I'm quiet, cause my record is proven.
Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the hating ass. Go ahead and clap, keep clapping, cause I know they mad. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Go ahead and clap for the haters, clap, clap for the hating ass. Go ahead and clap, keep clapping, cause I know they mad. Clap for the haters, clap, clap for the haters. Clap for the haters, clap, clap.
Yes, sir, you and I rocking with the best. Ryan Adams, A. Levy. I know y'all see it, man. Let's get it in. Let's do it in the dark.
Calling in, and not only that, just letting us be a part of his event here in Milwaukee, and some future endeavors as well. So we'll keep up the talks with you, brother. Thank you for a great interview. It was a great time. Enjoyed talking with you. Just like that, we're going to be doing something pretty soon because it's kind of like an anniversary. But all the great guests we've had leading up to this one here, you know, with the Jennifer Irwins and Dark Waters, Timothy Earls, and even a lot of local artists, the Chico Manolo's, Bully, you know, DJ Dre Dilla for everything he's done, you know, Damo Payne, FSFL, you know. Now the list goes on and on. D-Rock and Stacey Weathers, Eyes from the West Coast, everybody who was who's appeared on here, Will Chaplin. You know, we just like to thank you and everyone who's come on here and who have, you know, wowed us and shared, you know, their life story, their story, and what they're doing with us. We just appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody who's tuning in. Moss, everybody, you know, who tunes in and who listens and who supports, because we're about to take it another step. And pretty soon we'll be at a different level. We'll share that with you later on. Thanks, brother. A. Levy, thank you for the interview. God bless everybody. Just be safe out here. Love each other. Stay in your lane. Master your lane. You know, let's spread love. You know, and continue to do what's positive. Continue to master your craft. You know, and as always, if somebody tried to infiltrate your camp, come around with that foolishness and that nonsense, look that snake right in his eye and tell him,